We're going to continue here on Prophecy Today, and now with Dr. Elwood McQuaid, longtime director of Friends of Israel. It's an organization, as the title indicates, they were friends of Israel, but they had a desire to see Jewish people come to know the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. Elwood now, even though he tries to claim that he's retired, is the executive editor of their magazine, Israel My Glory. And it's an excellent magazine, a magazine that would be a must for you to have. In fact, I think I can talk Elwood into possibly giving you a whole year's subscription absolutely free. We'll see if we can do that in a moment. Dr. Elwood McQuaid, though, is an author of many books, a prolific author, and focusing on biblical truth and much of it on Bible prophecy. He has written on the subject we're going to be discussing with him today, which is Christian Zionism. And indeed, I am so thrilled that we could catch up with Elwood to have him along. By the way, I made a promise right on the air publicly, Elwood. Can indeed our listeners get a year subscription to Israel My Glory?
Yes, you're so persuasive, Jimmy, that I've decided that we will, with our compliments, send anyone who asks for it. And you can get on our website, foi.org, and we'll give you a free one-year subscription to Israel My Glory.
Well, thank you, my dear friend. And my people out there listening had better get on that phone and call. Not actually on the phone, I guess. He said get on the computer there and go to their website and get your free one-year subscription of Israel My Glory. Elwood, this last week, John Hagee, who heads up an organization, Christians United for Israel, had a big meeting all coming together in Washington, D.C., a couple of days of speeches from people like even the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who via satellite spoke to the group gathered in Washington. One of those congressmen that is Jewish, Eric Cantor, addressed the group, the ambassador from Israel to the United States. It was quite a gathering in Washington, D.C., and I believe on Wednesday they went to see their members of Congress, their House of Representatives representative, and, of course, their United States senators, trying to make a statement to the President of the United States. In fact, Hagee came out and chastised the President for, first of all, attacking the Jewish people. He said, you're attacking the wrong people. You need to go after the regime in Iran and not attack the people that are the only true democracy in the Middle East, of course, referring to the state of Israel. But this group is not the only group. A lot of people are standing with Israel, are they not?
Yes, and this is one of the things that's unfortunate. Of course, we stand with anyone who does positive things with regard to Israel and the Jewish people. You have to be careful about how far you go into the political ramifications of what's going on over there, which we believe that should be biblically left to the officials of the government of Israel and stand by them with the statements they make that we agree with and so forth, and on issues like the settlement issue and the things that are Jerusalem and the things that are going on now. However, we need to make it very clear that the conception that is being sold, and I say sold in an advised sense, that this is a new movement that's come along for the first time, and that they found now a leader and leadership when there was none before, and this is a new thing. This is not a new thing, Jimmy. You've been in this for decades and decades before. With all due respect, John Hagee was ever on the scene before Kufi was ever born, and millions upon millions of Zionist Christians have supported Israel from the start. They have been sponsoring conferences, prayer breakfasts in honor of Israel, and relationships established. As a matter of fact, the encore or the rapport that these new groups that are springing up have with the State of Israel are born out of the groundwork that was done by these very fine organizations that have worked, without much without much praise or adoration for years.
You know, it was also, as you were talking, thinking back about how not only I was involved, but you yourself were a key player, along with the late wonderful man named Ed McAteer out of Memphis, Tennessee. He basically started it all. He was in Adrian Rogers' church down there, that great church in Memphis. And Ed McAteer used to put on a prayer breakfast at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. You spoke almost every year because he loved the way you were able to present the Messiah, Jesus Christ, without being offensive. Now, of course, the Word of God to some who want to reject it will be offensive, but it was so amazing to watch you when you would get up, and I just so enjoyed your interest in that as well. It indeed is a movement that has been going on for a long time. But I've got to ask a question. This organization now, headed up by Hagee, seems to want to back every single thing the Israeli government does. As I understand, and I've lived there for just 19 years, but as I understand the Israeli government, they're a secularistic, humanistic government. Somebody told me per person in the nation of Israel, there are more abortions than any other nation in the world. So I don't believe we can stand with the Israeli government on every decision they make, can we?
Absolutely. It's not Israel right or wrong. Always. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a good example now, and you know this very well, is how the government officials, although Israel has freedom of religion, and you can be whatever religion you wish, yet there is great persecution by the ultra-Orthodox on evangelical Christians, many of them call themselves Messianic Jews, in Israel. And the government officials are dragging their feet on it, and we certainly don't stand with that.
Well, indeed, I think that we stand with biblical truth as it relates to the Jewish people. We must stand with the Jewish people. I'm absolutely positive Elwood McQuaid would agree with that. He's done it for so many years. And we need to come alongside of them. For example, the issues that not only this group that met this week in Washington, but everyone who wants to stand with the Jewish people would be concerned about is the fact that the President of the United States does not want to allow a Jew to buy a piece of real estate or build his home someplace in the city of Jerusalem. This is the undivided, eternal capital for the Jewish people. They must have the right to do what they need to do to live in Jerusalem.
And Jimmy, this issue you just raised, I have known Irvin Moskowitz for years. He's the man who bought the Shepherd's Hotel some years ago. It's near Mount Scopus, you know where it is, on the Mount of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to build some buildings there. He owns the property. It's within the city limits of Jerusalem. And the United States government, our president primarily, is telling him he can't build there. And Israel can't give him permits to build there. And this sort of thing is meddling of the first order. But there are two things that we need to understand, and that our leaders need to understand, our listeners, rather. And that is, number one of the issues that has plagued Dr. Hagee and the Kufi movement is their implied relationship to what we call a dual covenant theology.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that Jewish people do not need to hear the gospel, but God has another covenant for them. That's a very, very serious thing.
Yes.
that we have to address. And we have friends in that movement, and as you said, we are alongside them with some of the things they do. But wait a minute. I read yesterday, Jimmy, if you just have time to click this in, I was cleaning out some files, which was long overdue, and I pulled out a file on the statements of Christian organizations working in Israel and on behalf of Israel, and this was six or seven groups that I'll not name, but here's what was their statement. We were not called into existence to evangelize. Our purpose is not to evangelize. We do not evangelize. Wait a minute. Every Christian is called to make Christ known. And whatever But whatever venue you're involved in, you may be doing largely social work or things of that sort. But the fact of the matter is that you cannot upfront compromise a testimony by saying, we will not allow Jewish people to hear us give the gospel. That is a devastating departure from what God calls us to do in the commission.
Absolutely, and we have to be able to exercise that opportunity to express thoughts, mind to mind, man to man. One of the thrills that I've had is be able to talk to some of the Jewish people and have them intelligently respond to me. And I have basically used, and as you do as well, the Old Testament, their book, the Torah, to talk to them about the true Messiah and allow them to then just decide who the Messiah really is. Daniel 9, 24 to 27, talking about the time Messiah would show up before the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the devastation of the temple there. If that happened in 70 AD, the Messiah would be cut off. That's what their ancient prophet said. So these truths need to be held up. Well, in light of that, we still, though, even though we want to have the opportunity to express the gospel message to any and every person that we come in contact with, we can still stand with the Jewish people and be considered a Christian Zionist and not compromise anything. We don't have to approve everything the government does, and we have to continue to evangelize.
And Jimmy, let me just mention this, because it's to your credit, we've been working together for longer than I care to remember. but I've been doing what I'm doing since the 1970s, since early 1970s, as a matter of fact, all these years, I have never made, and you have never made, a statement that implies or asserts that you're not going to let people know the good news of the Messiah with tact, with integrity. Have you ever had a bad experience in that stance?
I did have one rabbi one day talk to me about the fact that he knew what all of us Christians were trying to do, and as I stood there, I cried in front of him, and then I looked at him in Elwood, and I said, "Hook, have I not been a man of integrity in every conversation we've had?
Right.
Have I ever tried to use subterfuge?" He said, "No."
Right.
We walked away with my arm over his shoulder, and we're still friends today.
Sure. So. And you've worked with the top echelon of the Israeli government. You know all the players. You have a tremendous influence, a positive influence over there. I have dealt with these people for all these years. I have never found, nor have I ever been asked, to mute my faith and to be something other than what I appear to be, at least something other than what they knew I was, a Bible-believing Christian who loves Christ, is serving Christ among them because of what Christ did for him. So we needn't apologize or take a back seat and say, we won't tell you about Jesus, don't worry about us.
Well, I felt like that we needed to touch this issue in this broadcast today because it is hot right now, the convention going on in Washington, D.C. I just think that we all should step back and look at what God's Word tells us to do. That's what you've simply said to us. And then go do what he says to do, whether it's with a Gentile or with a Jew or the nation of Israel or South Africa or wherever. We need to be true to God's Word. Elwood, it's always a joy, so refreshing, a breath of fresh air for me when I can have a conversation with you. So thank you for coming alongside of us today and speaking to this issue in particular.
Thank you, Jimmy.